The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
When you think of climate change, you probably think it's something we all have a responsibility to fix. Plant a few trees, buy a carbon offset with a plane ticket, ride your bike to work instead of driving, that sort of thing. We can all do our bit to save the planet. But what if the idea that climate change is our responsibility is actually a myth being perpetrated by the fossil fuel industry so they can escape the blame? New research from Harvard University this week found oil giant ExxonMobil used advertisements to shift responsibility for global warming away from the fossil fuel industry and on to consumers. Over time, this oil company gradually changed its rhetoric from denying climate change was real to pitching it as something the public could do something about. It meant the company could look like they care about the issue, which is great for marketing, but wriggle out of the blame. The Harvard researchers found this mimicked the tobacco industry's documented strategy of shifting responsibility away from corporations, which knowingly sold a deadly product, all while denying the harm it caused, and onto the consumers who were smoking the ciggies. And it worked a treat for big tobacco. Just think about it. The rhetoric around smoking these days is not how Winnie Blues kill people. Instead, it's focused on the smokers. You don't want to die from smoking? Well, just quit. And don't blame the cigarette companies if you can't. That's on you. This historical parallel suggests the fossil fuel industry will use demand as blame arguments to oppose litigation, regulation, and activism, all while convincing us that we are the ones who can do something about climate change, when it is patently clear our impact, good or bad, is minuscule compared to theirs. Does that mean we should go around chopping down trees and using as much petrol as we can? Of course not. It's good to be environmentally responsible, and it teaches our kids to look after the planet. But let's remember where the focus needs to be when it comes to climate change, and it's not the behaviour of Betty from Bauga. The blame rests squarely on the biggest polluters, so don't fall for their marketing tricks and let them off the hook.